USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
President Trump traveled to Fort Drum, New York, to sign the John S. McCain National Defense Authorization Act. It gives service members a raise and provides funding for new weapons and equipment.
After years of devastating cuts, we're now rebuilding our military like we never have before.
The bill provides $717 billion to the military and advances many of Senator John McCain's policy priorities, including tough language on Russia. The president specifically highlighted a 2.6% raise for military personnel. Finally, that's how President Trump reacted to the firing of FBI agent Peter Strzok. Strzok sent critical messages about then-candidate Trump in 2016 while overseeing the opening of the Russia investigation. The FBI is now running the investigation into Friday's theft of an airplane at SeaTac. Port of Seattle Commission President Courtney Grigori said all security protocols were followed the day of the hijacking.
We had an aberration.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Officials say a Utah man crashed his small jet into his own home hours after being arrested for domestic violence. His wife and child escaped the home unharmed. 47-year-old Dwayne Yaud was an experienced pilot. He and his wife had been having marital problems. In Florida, a white man has been charged with manslaughter after fatally shooting an unarmed black man during an argument over a parking spot outside a Clearwater convenience store. Michael Draca had claimed he was acting in self-defense after Marquise McLaughlin pushed him down. Attorney Michelle Rayner, who represents McLaughlin's family, says they back the state prosecutor's decision.
We are very encouraged by today's turn of events, especially in light of the sheriff's refusal to do the right thing initially.
The sheriff previously said the state's Stand Your Ground laws prevented him from arresting Draca. Alleged Golden State killer Joseph DeAngelo has been charged with a 1975 murder in Visalia, California.
While there is no DNA in the Visalia cases, the hard work of determined investigators over the course of the last 44 years has paid off and led to this moment.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi is disputing the validity of a list being cited by MSNBC. USA's Chris Barnes says more.
After MSNBC comes out with a list that it says is of 51 party members running for the House who have said they won't support Nancy Pelosi for Speaker if the Democrats take control of the House this fall, Pelosi herself speaks on MSNBC's AM Joy on Sunday, and the California Democrat took issue with that list.
NBC has been on a jag of this. This is one of their priorities to undermine my prospects as Speaker.
But she added she doesn't put much stock in the list anyway.
None of us is indispensable, but I think I'm the best person for the job.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump slams former senior aide Omarosa Newman over allegations in her soon-to-be-released book about her time in the White House. In a tweet Monday, Trump called Omarosa wacky and said she begged him for a White House job. Speaking to reporters, White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley accused Omarosa of turning on Trump for financial gains.
For her to go out and praise the president lavishly after she left her post and tell the truth about how much work he's done for the African-American community and who he is as a person, I guess that just wasn't paying the bills.
Minnesota Democratic Congressman Keith Ellison is denying allegations of domestic abuse being made by his girlfriend. The woman says she won't share alleged video footage of the incident because it's humiliating. Ellison has denied such an incident ever occurred. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.